This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning and welcome to Score Values on 670 The Score. I'm Sean Anderson. On this week's episode, I will speak to Peter Beal Delvecchio, the CEO of Marillac St. Vincent Family Services, and you'll hear from WGN sports reporter Mike Lowe on why he's running a triathlon. Welcome into Score Values. I'm Sean Anderson, and today I'm joined by the CEO of Marillac St. Vincent Family Services, Peter Beal Delvecchio. How are you, Peter?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on, Sean.
Excited to talk to you. St. Vincent's a name that I'm very used to. I went to a Catholic grammar school, so you know St. Vincent is a person I'm very familiar with. But Marillac St. Vincent Family Services, I'm not. So for our audience and myself, could you explain a little bit about what you guys do?
Sure, happy to do it. And the Marillac part comes from St. Louise de Marillac. She was a partner with St. Vincent. So we've combined two organizations a couple of years ago, and so hence the name that we have now. But it's easiest to think about what we do in three basic pillars, the first one being early childhood education, which is we take kids as young as 6 weeks old up to 5 years old who are getting ready for kindergarten. And then our second pillar would be youth services, which is before and after school care for kids once they are in kindergarten, so 5 years old up to age 13. And then we also under youth services have a program for pregnant and parenting teenagers, where we have doulas who help through the birth process and birth plan, et cetera. And then our final pillar is community outreach services. So we have two food pantries that we run, one of the largest on the west side that the Greater Chicago Food Depository works with, as well as a lot of work with seniors, helping them to be able to stay independent and at home. And we have some other programs that we do in conjunction with the county around utility assistance and programs with the city where we do crisis intervention. If a police officer goes and finds someone is not taking care of themselves during a well-being check, they can dispatch our social workers to make sure that people get their help. So it's a full gamut. We have, I think, obviously prenatal with our moms who are and moms to be, and all the way to our oldest senior, I think, is 102. So when we say family services, it is that full life gamut. But those three pillars: early childhood, youth services, and community outreach.
Yeah, I was about to say, you guys really do embrace the family part. We're talking to Peter Beal Delvecchio, the CEO of Marillac St. Vincent Family Services. Peter, let's start off maybe with yourself. I saw that you joined this organization back in 2018. How has this grown since you've joined in 2018 as a CEO?
Sure. And a lot of things have been going on. We've been around for 105 years. So there was a lot in place before I even came on board. I was part of the board for a couple of years before I came into the CEO role in 2018. And it's been fantastic to be part of it. Probably our largest growth piece in that time has been becoming part of what is known as Early Head Start and Head Start. So yet another layer for our early childhood program. And we're just starting a new partnership with a new Head Start grant through Start Early, another great organization in town that was formerly known as the Ounce of Prevention Fund. So a lot of the listeners may know it as that, but now it's called Start Early.
Yeah, that's very exciting. What are you guys looking to do with that part of Head Start in the early childhood section of your tiers? What's the benefit to the people that you serve?
Sure. Mostly we have served for decades working families where they had to qualify for the child care assistance program. And to qualify for that, you have to be working. And with Early Head Start and Head Start, there's actually a cap. You can't make more than 100% of the federal poverty level, which is about $25,000 for a family of four. So it's really families that for whatever reason can't work full time or there's a disability involved for the parents. And so this is a way for their child to get early childhood education because they don't qualify for the CCAP program. This is another avenue for families to take advantage of making a brighter future for their children. It's amazing if you look at the research in terms of those early years between really birth and three, and then another big jump between age three and five, the 85% of your brain is developed in that time. And so the science just continues to illustrate how important it is to have that solid foundation and actually the trajectory that it can put you on if you really get that education early on.
This is Score Values on 670 The Score. We are joined by Peter Beal Delvecchio, the CEO of Marillac St. Vincent Family Services. Peter, you talked about poverty and that CCAP level. You also have on your website a whole section just to devoted to ending poverty. So could you talk about why that is such an important part of this service?
Sure. It's really, it's our vision statement is to end the cycle of poverty. And we do our part to really help families to be empowered. And it's really not us doing for them and us telling them what we think they need. It's really about working with them and them defining what their goals are and what their dreams are and how to achieve them. And so sometimes that's through our early childhood program, and sometimes it's our youth services program. Sometimes it's for our seniors, and empowerment looks like being able to stay in your home and remain independent. So if you really track all that we do, empowerment really is key. It's finding ways for people to grow and be sustainable on their own. What is it that they need to be able to advance? And that really, we think, is the key to ending the cycle of poverty and really trying to, I guess in some ways you'd call it, break that cycle. But the reality is it takes sometimes multiple generations to get there. And is it an audacious goal? It certainly is. Chances are, there we'll have poverty with us as long as we live, but we're doing our part now to chip away at it and find ways, like I said, to really empower people to be able to move forward.
Yeah, exactly. And doing this show, I mean, so many people have these very big mission statements. I think last week we talked to somebody who wants to end homelessness by 2035. I think I told them in that interview, no one's going to be mad if you do. But also, just for the effort and the idea, it's very good-willed and good nature. Peter Beal Delvecchio, the CEO of Marillac St. Vincent Family Services on Score Values. Peter, I want to talk a little bit about the empowerment factor. How do you empower somebody that is in early childhood? You talk about developing the brain at 85%, but what kind of programs and what kind of services do those young, young people under 5 years old need? What kind of services do you provide?
Sure. Coming in, it really is curriculum based. It really is education. It's not just babysitting or just daycare. It is about education, though the curriculum is designed for learning through play. And that really is how kids experience the world, how they figure out how things interact. So all of our classrooms that are at that infant and toddler and then preschool level are all designed around age-appropriate play, and you have the right tools in the classroom for them to be able to experience and grow and investigate and, you know, continue to manipulate things and see how things work. And the teachers are all trained to be able to help the kids to do that and discover and learn how to come together. It's interesting with, you know, with COVID, there's certainly restrictions and things that came, you know, part of the program and the learning is also about having family style meals. You know, they get breakfast with us, they get lunch with us, they get a snack. And was before sitting around the table and how do we share? And now we've had for the last year plus, you know, restrictions on how we could do that. So it's been interesting to see how our team has had to adapt and be creative and resilient in terms of delivering on, you know, what does education look like for a 5-year-old, et cetera. And I can, you know, in each level, it goes even beyond that into our before and after school care. So the Blackhawks fans that are listeners might be excited to hear we just got our grant renewed with the Blackhawks. They really work with our kids who are that group from kindergarten through eighth grade to do STEM activities. Sarah Trainer over there at the foundation has been a fantastic liaison for us. And, you know, our kids get to go over to the practice facility and they do a lot of STEM activities. Sometimes they've done cooking things together. Sometimes it's science projects. Sometimes, you know, they've even been able to get on the practice ice, a lot of different pieces to that puzzle and that relationship as well. So it evolves in terms of, you know, what does that mean in terms of growth and education across that whole spectrum of what we do.
That's an extremely neat note about the Blackhawks there. How often do the kids get to go over there?
You know, it happens mostly during the school year. In the summertime, we're doing a lot. It's After School Matters and the Chicago Ability Grant. And so all of our kids, basically they have summer jobs right now and doing a lot of those pieces. And then we'll pick back up during the school year and being able to go. It depends on which group, but we try and get all the kids over there at different times. And sometimes it's, you know, depending on which group you're in, you may not have been there for a month, but, you know, there's different groups going all the time.
Absolutely. Something you said before was about family style meals. I thought that was very interesting with the early childhood education program that you guys have. What have you noticed, right, and why is that beneficial to the people that you serve to have that type of family style meals provided to them in school?
Yeah, I mean, just think back to maybe when you're little, maybe you don't have all those memories top of mind, but in part, that's a little bit about how you learn to share. Sometimes it's sharing a toy. Sometimes it's, you know, how do we come around a table together and share a meal? And what does that look like? And it's not only sharing the food and, you know, what are the appropriate portions to put on your plate, especially when you're passing a bowl around. And how do you, not that they have a conversation that maybe you and I would have around the table, but how do little kids have to, you know, have conversations over their lunch together. And so there's a lot of pieces that are in there and, you know, what's healthy and, you know, why do we need to take that broccoli if you don't like broccoli and, you know, why is it important to drink all of your milk? And, you know, there's all of those pieces that are folded into being able to come around a meal together.
This is 670 The Score, Score Values, and we are speaking with Peter Beal Delvecchio, the CEO of Marillac St. Vincent Family Services. And Peter, you list on your website three ways to get involved with the services. You can go to visit your website at marillacstvincent.org. That is Marillac St. S-T, Vincent, Vincent.org. You list three ways to get involved: donate, volunteer, and advocate. Could you explain those and why is that? Obviously, why is it important? You need people to be involved with your organization, but
right.
Donate, volunteer, advocate. How can people help out, basically?
Sure. And I'll make an easier URL for everybody. MSVChicago.org will also get you to our website, and you can look at the there's a take action button, and it will give you, just like you said, the, you know, donate, volunteer, advocate options there. In terms of donate, you know, that's pretty straightforward. You need money to be able to do what we do day in and day out. It's a simple phrase we use in the nonprofit world about it being, you know, no money, no mission. And so that's what makes us go. We have an event coming up in October. It's our annual Beacon of Hope luncheon. It's going to be a virtual event held on Friday, October 22nd. So that's an easy way for people to, even if they can't come in person, to have lunch with us. If they want to get online here and see a little bit more about what we do and have an opportunity to donate there. Of course, you can always donate on our website as well. In terms of volunteering, it's a huge part of making us, you know, actually work and get the work done. We have really, with COVID, not been able to have as many volunteers. We used to have volunteer grandparents would come into our classrooms. They would read books to kids. They would help, you know, and help manage play. And we're starting to get back into that now with people who are vaccinated coming into the classroom. But our food pantries, again, we're on the west side, not maybe a mile from the United Center, further west. And so people come in and help to pack up boxes for distribution. Again, with COVID, we've had to limit how we have interaction with people coming through the door. So it looks a little different than it has for a while, but that is that extra work means we need more volunteers to be able to facilitate all of that. So you can work in the food pantry. Maybe you come to our classrooms. Maybe it's working with some kids, tutoring after school. There's any number of options in terms of if you want hands-on, you can certainly do that. There's a volunteer application that's on the website, and that's how you get the ball started there. In terms of advocacy, you know, there's a lot of government bills that are in Springfield that advocate for early childhood education. There's one right now, HB 3620, that is looking to be sure that you can't restrict the access to the Child Care Assistance Program. It can never go below the 200% of poverty level. So again, I talked about earlier, for early Head Start and Head Start, you can only be at 100%, but for the CCAP program, it can be up to 200%. And actually right now, Governor Pritzker has pushed it a little further. So we just want to make sure it never falls back under 200% of federal poverty level, which is about $50,000 for a family of four. So there's a bill out there right now. Those are the kind of things, those bills that are out there can help us to just stabilize things for the communities that we serve. So that's another way you can get out there and advocate and contribute to what we do every day.
That's the voice of Peter Beal Delvecchio, the CEO of Marillac St. Vincent Family Services. Again, you can visit their website at msvchicago.org, and there you can donate, volunteer, and be an advocate for early education, like Peter just said. Peter, thank you so much for your time and helping educate our audience about MSV.
Yeah, can I just put one more plug in?
Yeah, go ahead.
Rush University Hospital has been a fantastic partner with us. They've been doing COVID vaccinations, and starting this Friday and for the next 8 weeks, every Friday between 8 and 11:30 in the morning at our West Side location at 2859 West Jackson, you can come and get free COVID shots. And they have Pfizer and they have Johnson & Johnson. So kids as young as 12 can come and get vaccinated. And they've already promised that if the vaccine gets approved for kids under 12, they'll continue to work with us into the fall to allow our families to take advantage of the vaccine. So they've just been an incredible partner of ours, and really wanted to lift them up as well as one more with Riverside Foods. Riverside has been a great partner. They are giving us a grant so that we can purchase greens and produce for each of our food pantry guests at the Garfield Park Produce and Urban Produce, both local growers on the west side. And it's just a tremendous partnership where you see corporate support supporting other nonprofits that then make it to us and the people that we serve in the pantry. So there's just so many good things going on out here. So between Riverside Foods and that partnership and Rush University Hospital and everything with the Blackhawks and Chicago Ability Grant, there's a lot going on over here, both on the west side and in our location in Lincoln Park.
Extremely exciting stuff there. I just want to make sure the Foglia Family and Youth Center on 2859 West Jackson Boulevard is where you guys are going to pair up with Rush for those vaccines, right?
That's correct.
Okay, 2859, yeah. And that's starting Friday?
Yeah, starting this Friday. They've been doing it for a few Fridays, but now we have a regular schedule for the next 8 Fridays in a row.
Awesome. Very exciting, Peter. Thank you so much for your time, and we're really grateful for your time and helping us get educated about Marillac St. Vincent Family Services.
Thanks, Sean. Really appreciate it.
This past week on the Lawrence Holmes Show, which airs weekdays noon to 2 on 670 The Score, Lawrence welcomed in WGN-TV reporter Mike Lowe to talk about why he is participating in this year's Chicago Triathlon.
Yeah, I'm doing the Chicago Triathlon, which is coming up on August 29th, so we're about 20 days away. I've done it once before, and that's kind of how this all started. I did it back in 2019, and my WGN colleague, Erin Ivory, is like a legitimate endurance athlete. Like, she's done Ironmans, she's done marathons, and she does the Chicago Triathlon every year. But this year, she had a heart attack. And she's not that old, right? She's about our age. She's early 40s. And so it was really scary. And so she cannot participate in any kind of strenuous activity, at least for the time being. So I said, you know what? Erin was such a big help to me when I did this the first time, giving me all these tips about training and really even just the mechanics of how you maneuver yourself on race day through the transition areas from the swim to the bike to the run and all of those kinds of things that you would never know unless you had somebody telling you. She was such a great help to me during that time. I said, why don't we do something where we kind of do this in her honor? And so I decided to do it. And then some of the people at our station, my news director, our executive producer, Dana Ballard, talked a little bit about, well, maybe we can run, you know, do this and raise money, raise awareness about heart health. And so we're doing this this fundraiser with the American Heart Association to try and raise awareness about heart health and raise a little bit of money to try and do some more research and help people who are dealing with heart disease, which, by the way, remains the number one killer worldwide. So if you don't have it and you don't know somebody in your immediate family who has it, chances are you will know someone in your life at some point who suffers from heart disease.
Yeah, I saw the feature on Erin, and it brought me to tears because, you know, I don't know Erin very well. We've talked maybe a couple of times, but I know that all of this stuff means a ton to her. And what I thought was important is that she showed the value of what she's doing, and what the feature proved was she's in incredible shape and still had a heart attack.
And absolutely. I would say maybe only Jarrett Payton is in better shape at WGN. She is a legitimate endurance athlete. Like, she does this all the time.
And so to see that and knowing how much that means to her and her, like, not actually being able to not just participate in this triathlon, but she has to be careful about anything that she does. I thought it was really honorable of you to look at this as an opportunity to have her participate in something that she loves while putting yourself back to the test to do this again.
And trust me, after COVID, after sitting around for a year with gyms being closed, like, it's hard. It's hard getting back in shape. But all I'm trying to do is finish it. I'm not trying to be Michael Phelps in the water or Lance Armstrong on the bike or whatever, who's a great distance runner, Jim Ryan. But I'm not trying to break any records. I'm just trying to finish it, which I think I can. Like I said, I've done it once before, but it is kind of a monumental task getting back into shape after you've gotten out of it.
Sure.
So So it's and I know, like, you are an avid, or you, I know you used to run and you bike all the time, and I love kind of following the trails that you take us on the south side and showing us some of the cool spots where you can go to. And that's actually, we do these features now for the month of August. We're doing we're calling them Triathlon Tuesday. So
okay,
kind of follow my training, and then we also give you some advice and from doctors and things like that about heart health. And so that'll be on tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And I think one of the upcoming ones, not this week, but the next week, we're going to talk about all the cool trails and where you can do open water swimming in Chicago. Did you know, by the way, that Ohio Street Beach is regarded by athletes worldwide as one of the best places to do open water swimming, not only because you're in clean, fresh water, a great lake, but because that area where the playpen is essentially surrounded by those breakwaters, those circular, semicircle breakwaters. So it creates like a very calm bay almost right there from Lake Point Tower north.
I had no idea.
So athletes from around the world come there. And if you go there at like sunrise or 6 a.m, you will see a bunch of people in their swim caps just getting ready for this. And like I said, the Chicago Triathlon is the largest triathlon in the world. It usually attracts about 10,000 athletes. I think those numbers are expected to be a little bit smaller this year because of the pandemic, but it's one of the premier triathlons in the world, certainly the largest. And, you know, you got Lake Michigan, you got your biking on Lakeshore Drive, and then you're running along the lakefront there past Soldier Field. And it's just a really cool experience. And I just hope I can finish it, like I said.
I just tweeted out a link if you would like to support Mr. Lowe and his endeavor. At Lawrence W. Holmes is where you can find me on Twitter. You can follow him at Mike Lowe Reports. And you can donate to the cause, which I think is great. And I think it's great that he is lifting up his teammate, Erin Ivory, after everything that she's gone through over the last year. When you did your first triathlon, did you go, I'm out, I'm never doing this again?
Right as I finished it, I'm like, I'm going to do this next year. Like, because I wanted to do better. And then we had COVID. So I did it in 2019, 2020 was canceled. And so I kind of had my eye on doing it again. And it was like, maybe this is the thing that I have to have the goal to like whip me into shape to get back, you know, into the gym and running and biking and doing those kinds of things. I would not normally swim as a workout, and that I think is the biggest barrier for people to do something like this, because let's face it, one of my coaches that I'm working with calls the water the lie detector. Like, you can dog it as you're jogging or biking. You can just pedal slowly if you're really,
if you're gassed, yeah.
But you can't just stop in the middle of open water with no flotation devices. So you got to be able to do that. And so that's the real test for me. You know, I was in high school, for example, like I played football and I didn't swim. You know, I mean, I've been around Lake Michigan my whole life, so I know how to swim, but not in any great distance. Or, you know, there's a real art to it, like the mechanics of how you breathe and what stroke you're doing and how to expend energy and kick at the right times. And so I'm trying to like do the crash course of that right now and just be able to finish it, which I think I will be able to, but we'll see.
If there's a topic you'd like to hear about on a future edition of our show, or if you'd like to share information about an upcoming charitable event, send us an email at scorevalues670@gmail.com. That is scorevalues670@gmail.com. I'm Sean Anderson, and thanks for listening to this week's edition of Score Values on 670 The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.